The Streets of Laredo, rewritten in the style of Johann Sebastian Bach. That's how our piano puzzler works. Composer Bruce Adolph takes a familiar tune, rewrites it in the style of a classical composer, and Bruce is here with another piano puzzler. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Naomi Rhodes is joining us from New York City. Hi, Naomi.
Hi, Fred.
And say hi to Bruce Adolph.
How are you, Bruce?
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Naomi, I always like to start off having a little conversation about the role of music in the life of our listener who's calling in, but your life with music has had so many different aspects, I don't even know where to begin. What's the best job in the world of music that you've had?
I guess the best part always is when one gets to meet the artists who are performing and to listen to the music that they play and to interact with them before and after. And I mean, that's really what gets the adrenaline going.
Is there any one particular artist you met who surprised you with something about their personality?
I wouldn't say surprised me, but I certainly had an incident that when I was just sort of at the end of college during summer festival in Marlborough, Vermont, when I was supposed to be holding audience members back from entering the concert hall. And all of a sudden, Rudolf Serkin came up to me and asked me to turn pages for him. And you can't say no to Mr. Serkin when you're working there, nor did I want to, but I knew I would be abandoning my post, but I went ahead and turned his pages anyway.
Memorable experience, turning pages for Rudolf Serkin.
Yes.
At a concert at the Marlborough Festival.
That's right.
Well, somehow I don't think our piano puzzler will quite live up to that experience, but I hope this will be fun for you. Bruce is going to play a tune for you, see if you can figure out the tune he's based this on and the composer whose style he's imitating. Naomi, you ready for your piano puzzler?
I am ready.
Here we go.
A really strange one.
Bruce, that was kind of a diabolical laugh you gave.
Yes,
you played.
Yes, it was.
Yes, well, this is a strange one, I have to admit.
So, Naomi, what do you think?
Well, it's unusual for me, but I believe I got the tune almost right away. I'm having a little more difficulty with the composer.
Well, let's start with the tune.
It sounded like She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Several
okay.
times, actually.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it is a composer, not necessarily a household word.
I'll tell you what it reminded me of, Charles Ives.
Well, it wasn't Ives, but I can certainly understand that. There are some techniques that have to do with the kinds of harmonies. There are a few little quotes. There's a quote at the end from a string quartet by this person.
Uh-huh.
In fact, the ending, which is very strange, is not by me. It is by that composer, and it's the way his second string quartet ends, which is this bizarre. With these little trills and these repeated chords, it's very peculiar. Plus, there are these big builds and silences. And so the kind of drama without transitions is typical of this composer.
Gee,
I should add that this composer's biggest output is an opera, however.
I'm really stumped here.
And I'm staying very quiet because I am too.
Okay.
Oh, you are too.
Well, I don't feel so bad then, Fred.
I think we can eliminate all the biggest names. You know, it's not Bartok. It's not Stravinsky.
Right.
It's not Ives. It is a great name in music, though.
Are we safe in assuming 20th century?
Oh, yes. Yeah. 20th yeah. century. Yeah. A composer who, as I say, the operas are performed all over the world. There is some beautiful piano music. And even though this is a piano puzzler, it draws more heavily on his string quartets because they're a little more famous.
Was this a Russian composer?
No, but I could give you the country or I could just steer you towards the country.
Well, why don't you steer?
Okay. Eastern Europe, but not Russia. I could name other composers from there because then you would have to know who they are.
Okay.
Like Dvorak.
So then it would be Janáček.
You're right.
Okay.
You got it. Well,
Leos Janáček.
I was beginning to be worried that people maybe didn't know Janáček, but I happen to love Janáček. So I know when we do piano puzzlers that it seems more fair to be doing Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, Debussy, and Ravel all the time. And occasionally I throw in Scarlatti.
Right.
And I might throw in Rachmaninoff. So when I do Janáček, I know it's not on the tip of anyone's tongue.
Right.
But after all, it is a fun show. It's not meant to be. I sometimes feel if we limit it to only the most absolutely front-runner first-name composers, we're not doing our job completely.
Yeah.
Well, she'll be coming around the mountain in the style of Leos Janáček for this piano puzzler.
Why does that sound so absurd when you say it?
Naomi, great job.
Well, I don't know. I should have done better than that.
Oh, you did just fine
so
on a very tough piano puzzler. And for playing our piano puzzler, we'll send you a book with 30 of the piano puzzlers by Bruce Adolph that
Fantastic.
You can play at the piano, and a recent CD of Bruce's as well. Naomi Rhodes in New York City. How do you hear our show?
I listen to your show every day on Vermont Public Radio through internet streaming.
Naomi, thank you so much for joining us for this piano puzzler.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Fred. Thank you.
Thank you. And Bruce, I'll see you next time.
Bye, Fred.